right, all right. Welcome back, family. Welcome back to Kiss God Radio, right here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. This is the place to be on this wonderful Tuesday evening. It is the place where we revive, refresh, rejuvenate singles. It is the place where we believe that God brings us together so that we can be blessed by what he has given for us to receive, for us to run with it, use it as a tool to build, to grow, and to know ourselves. So tonight, I want to thank you once again for joining in and even inviting somebody to lean in. For when you lean in, you listen, you become engaged, you amplify this message, and you do it now. So I want to thank you once again. I want to thank LoveRadioNetwork.com for allowing me this golden opportunity. Today was a great day, awesome day, and I pray that you had a wonderful day. I prayed for you today. Today was a wonderful day for me simply because I'm still alive, and I'm able to come and share this evening in this wonderful studio, and a place that God just allows me to be in and to, do some research and to allow the revelation of God to inspire me so I can inspire you, all right? So I'm excited. I hope you enjoyed the series about the comeback, the great comeback, and I know a lot of you are on your way back from wherever you're coming back from. It is a great comeback. You know, God is elevating you and pushing you and sustaining you, keeping you, and it's a great comeback. Remember, the only ones that don't want you to have a great comeback is the ones that don't want you to come back. But who cares? You're a great man, you're a great woman, and we bless God for you. So I'm ready to dive in. I got a good series. I'm going to take my time with it. I got a good series. But listen, I want y'all to join me on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Miracle Morning. I mean, we go in. I'm doing something that's called Lifesavers, and we're on the letter A, which is affirmation. So if you're able to be a part of us, please do so. Dial in on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m., 302-202-1110. The code is 705-257. Once again, it's 302-202-1110. The code is 705-257. And I want you to even join us on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. on Facebook Live, Visions of God Family Worship page, and then again on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., Visions of God Family Worship page, and I share it on my page as well. So come on, we're doing some great things, and I believe you'll be blessed. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for this time, for your love, for the grace that you have allowed. Thank you for Love Radio Network once again. I pray for those that are listening, and I ask you to bless them. Do not allow them to get off this platform the same way that they got on, but with more of you and less of themselves. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, people of God, I want to thank you once again for joining Kiss God Radio. I really hope that you're getting something from this broadcast. I was going to say podcast, but podcast, whatever you might want to call it. But I hope that you're getting something from it. I believe that what I'm going to share with you tonight, I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures. Again, this is not Bible class, but it is Kiss God. I believe that if we just open up our hearts and our minds to receive, that we will be able to have a better life. I'm really looking forward to just continuing to live better, greater. I believe that the more that I hear God, the more that I yield to the Word of God, and the more that I love God and adore God, the more that my life gets better. And it's all about, sometimes circumstances don't change, but your perception of the situation changes, because your relationship with God, I'm already dealing with my topic, your relationship with God is so anchored, your love is anchored in Him, that nothing that comes can move you. All right, now let me get into the topic. Looking at the Bible, just from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter and the 5th verse, just that alone, just that by itself, right now, then I'll go to something else. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 5th verse, that you shall love the Lord with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. That's it. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. You know, the Bible talks about that He does not want, God, He does not want us to have another God before Him. Now, I'm just going to talk to you. Now, this is really a preliminary for where I'm going to be going in the next couple of weeks. Tonight's topic is entitled The Inverted Triangle. The Inverted Triangle. Now, if you draw a triangle, I would like for you to draw two triangles. You draw one that's upright, right, with the tip at the top, and then another one with the tip at the bottom, okay? And I want you to look at it. Just do me that favor and just look at it. Now, you take God and you put God on the tip of both of them. So one, He's at the top, and the other one, He's at the bottom. Now, on my Facebook page, I put Him and Her. Those are the ones that are at the to the left and to the right. Now, the inverted triangle was laid upon my heart because after so much counseling and speaking to couples and brothers and sisters, I realized that I really want people to make it in their relationship. I want... You know, it doesn't matter whether you're friends, whether you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, fiance, it doesn't matter, husband and wife even. I want people to make it. And the more that I talk to people, the more that I realize that the biggest problem is that the triangle is inverted. Because I hear a lot about he, she, them. I hear a lot about it, but I don't hear a lot about Him. And when I talk about Him, I'm talking about God. Now, again, we're going to get into a couple of other things later on, maybe next week or so. So when we deal with a triangle relationship, just an upright triangle relationship, we deal with three aspects of the relationship: trust, respect, and communication. Trust, respect, and communication. Now, even when you're dealing with God, in your relationship with God, you're still dealing with those three elements: trust, respect, and communication. As I'm talking to people, as I'm counseling, as I hear problems in the relationships, there is a lack of God in the midst. Somehow, some way, I hear more of how this person is so deeply rooted into the other person, how the person is so in love, how the person has given their life, how the person doesn't want to be without God. how the other person is now angry. And because, listen to me, because I have given all of me, as John Legend has says, all of me loves all of you. I have given everything to you. I've given up everything. I've given up my jewels. I've given you up my body, so to speak, basically, right? I've given that up. And you have just taken it for granted. And I've shared everything with you. So now what happens? Something goes wrong and you lose it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, let me explain to you the most prized possession of a woman is her body. The most prized possession of a man is his money. So when these two genders give up everything they have and they serve and serve and serve, and it seems like the other person just doesn't care or does not appreciate, it makes that person flip. Now, it makes that person flip for several reasons. Because they feel like they wasted their time. They have fallen in love. They have invested in this person. And now, again, this can be friendship as well. This can be a friendship. And definitely if it's a relationship between, you know, two people who love one another, male and female, and, you know, you just given yourself to this person and you are expecting this person to be with you for the rest of your life. You are tied to this person. Now, when things don't work out, you're heartbroken. It's painful. Now, if that was just the case and later on, you know, you just be silent and you get over it, I got it. That's cool. But it doesn't work that way all the time. There are people that are literally, they go deep into the relationship and you better not ever go anywhere because I don't know what I would do if you did. Y'all remember something like this. If I never feel you in my arms again, if I never feel your tender kiss again, if I never hear I love you now and then, will I never make love to you once again? What in one of the greatest songs, one of the greatest songs that literally was written. And I love Toni Braxton. I'm telling you, I love Toni Braxton. And we know that music is poetry. We get it. And somebody say, Pastor, come on now. That's not what she really meant. Let me tell you something. I beg to differ because I've spoken to people that literally wanted to commit suicide, didn't want to live anymore because the man left them, because the woman left them. It's not always because the man left, but because the woman left, the man left, and you just don't want to live. You don't want to breathe. You don't want to love anymore. You don't want nobody to touch you. You don't want to be in a relationship. You want to go in a cave. You just done. And somebody said, well, listen, Pastor, that's only for a little time, a little bit, because they're hurt. No, I'm telling you. Listen to me. Not only that's what they wanted to do, there are people that took their life because they could not be with the person anymore. I'm talking about an inverted triangle. Literally, they are angry. They are done. How about that woman that followed the man to the woman's house. When she came out the house, she ran over her husband. She hit him, right? After she hit him, she backed up over him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Took his life. She said, if I can't have you, nobody is going to have you. I'm talking about how people literally lose their mind. People, I don't want you to lose your mind if it doesn't work out, because you're going to need your mind for the next relationship. I don't want you to say that you'll never love again, because the love that you have that is so great, you're going to give it to somebody that will receive it. And the love that they have, they're going to give it to you, the love that you deserve. But we have to understand, what is the issue or what is the problem that people literally get like this? Is because, I said it earlier, they are not anchored in God. They're not kissing God first. The whole purpose of Kiss God is to help people to kiss God so that they can stop kissing the wrong people and that they can have better relationships. So the situation is here that when you have, now mind you, what if it's not even a him or her at the top and God is at the bottom with the inverted triangle? What if it's you and your job? What if it's just you and friends? But God is at the bottom. God has to always be at the top. The Bible says you should love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. No man, no woman should ever, listen to me, should ever take the place of God in your life. I got it that you love him a lot. I got it that you love her a lot. I got it. I understand it. But in that you love him or her a lot, they cannot take the place of God. They cannot stop your praise, your worship, your prayer. They can't stop your devotion. And if they do, there is an inverted triangle in your life. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to sit there. You don't want to praise. You don't want to do nothing. You are done. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I get it. I got it. I'm not, God help me. I'm trying to help people not to become like a ship without a sail, like my daddy would say it, and just drift so far from shore. Because when people who are not anchored and you're not allowing your triangle to be upright, where God is the king, God is at the top, because when something happens, you want to be helped up. You want to be healed up, delivered up, right? You don't look down to God. You look up to God. And no man, no woman can take the place of God. God is a jealous God. So what happens here? What happens when we really deal with, Revelations, the second chapter? Revelations, the second chapter, and I'm going to deal more with this next week, but it says, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience, that you cannot bear evil. You can't stand folks that just do evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered, and you have patience, and you have labored in my name's sake, and you even casted out devils. The Bible says, nevertheless, I got something against you, that you have left your first love. You've done all of that. You are successful. You're doing great in life, but you left your first love. Who is your first love, people? My sister, my brother, your first love is God. I get it. You've been yearning for love all your life. You've been wanting a man, a woman to come into your life. You just wanted to adore. You know, y'all are going out. You're having fun. You just, it's just you and her. It's just you and him. Y'all are doing your thing. You know, maybe times you're being intimate. Maybe times you're having sex. Everybody ain't having sex. I get it. So, but what I am saying that you're so into each other, but I have to ask the question, are you praying for one another? Are you praying together? Are you able to read the Bible together? Are you able to separate for times of fasting? Are you able to praise together? Are you able to go to church together? Are you able to have a problem? Are you able to have a situation amongst you two and talk to the Lord about it? Are you able to run to him? Are you able to keep him where nothing can separate you from the love of God? Now listen to this before I'm done. The Bible says that you left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first work, or else I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Now listen, I just read that again not too long ago. It says, unless you repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from his place. My brothers and sisters, let me ask you this question. What if that man is your lampstand that you put before God? Good God. What if it is that woman that was your lamp in your life, that bright light in your life that took the place of God in your life, that everything you wanted to do, I want to do this for him, I want to do this for her, I want to do it, I'll do. What if it is that you just kept doing for them and they took your devotion away from God? So it was duty over devotion. Kid God. Listen to me. What if that woman is your lampstand? And God said, because they took my place, I got to remove them out of your life. For whatever reason, for whatever's happening, you ever just started saying, why are we arguing so much? Why are we, you know, why can't I just be stay? Because every time you connect with somebody, you give yourself to them. That's the first thing you do. You just want to give yourself to this man, to this woman. You just want to be the end all. God is saying, wait a minute. Put me in it. Let me show you how to love so that I can direct you to the right love. And I wish y'all would hear me tonight. This is the inverted triangle where we got to turn it back upright. Where God is the top, God is the source, God is the one that we travel upward to connect with him, and he's the only one at the top. You don't put yourself at the top, you don't put the man at the top, you don't put the woman at the top, and God is someplace in the corner. That's the inverted triangle. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? So we got to get to that place where we understand, I have to ask myself, And I'll start next week with this. When Jesus asked Peter in John, the 21st chapter, he said, do you love me? Do you? Peter, do you love me? Now, there was a reason why he asked Peter that question. Next week, I'm coming back to you, and I'm going to ask you that question. But I'm trying to get you over the next 7 days. I need you to ask yourself, where is God in my life? Do I have an inverted triangle in my life? Because if I do, I got to turn it upright. I got to make sure that God is in the right place in my heart. That I don't want to keep telling a man, if you leave me, I'll die. If you leave me, I don't know what I would do. I'm going to live. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to breathe. That's what I'm going to do. Because my love is anchored in God. That's what I'm going to do. And he's going to bring me through and he's going to help me. And I guarantee you, couples, if you're listening to me tonight, boyfriend and girlfriend, fiance, if you're listening to me tonight, I trust that if you turn that inverted triangle upright and make God first in your relationships, God will bless your marriage. God will bless your children. God will bless the relationship. Y'all, my time is up. And I thank you for y'all's. Come on back next week. I got a whole lot more to say. All right, listen, I'll see y'all again next week, 8 p.m. Invite somebody back here. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace. And I pray your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, take me to the bridge.